Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's going on, family? Welcome to the Ambition Over Fear podcast, powered by Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn.com. Who would I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Hey, this is Jason 13.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good so far. Just chilling. I couldn't figure out anything to do waiting to get on this.
No, you good. You good. Go ahead and tell the world your artist name, what city you're from, and everything.
So my name is Jason 13. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been in kind of in the game for not even a full year at this point.
Mhm. Okay. Did you say where you was from?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. That's what it is. That's what it is. So tell me a little bit of what got you started into the rap game. You know, you said that you going on about a year now. What got you motivated and started into the rap game?
So it was kind of right before I dropped out of high school. This guy put me on with some more underground rap. So it was right when I started listening to Joey Badass, XXXTentacion. He's a huge influence. But we just one day he got kicked out of his mom's house and he was going through some shit with his girlfriend too. So we just kind of came together as a group and we were just trying to make him feel better. And we got in this dude's truck at one point and he was just playing beats. So we were like, fuck it. Let's just have fun. See if we can freestyle.
That's nice. So tell everybody what song right now is people really rocking with that you done released. And give me a little bit of background on that song.
So the issue with this song, the song is called Play If You Wanna. I only have my stuff on SoundCloud right now. But the beat got sold to some dude named Rob after I made it while it was up for free. But that's my personal favorite, I guess, out of what I've released, and I wish I could do more with it. But since the beat's sold, it's kind of just sitting there.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to really be into, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to make sure the business is done right, you know, before make sure you buy those exclusive rights. As soon as you hear the beat and you like it, go ahead and buy it. You know what I'm saying? Because things move fast. So, tell me a little bit about yourself. Just, outside of the music and what type of person are you? If I just met you at the grocery store or something, what type of person are you on a day-to-day basis?
Day-to-day, I probably smoke too much. I tend to not take shit too seriously. I'm kind of a person that I'll do anything you need me to do. I'm good at accomplishing something if I have a plan, but on my own I kind of have trouble getting started. So that's one thing. And I'm very not aggressive, but I'm outgoing. I have no problem talking to strangers.
That's good. That's a good trait to have. But I'm listening. Go ahead. This is you. Go ahead. Vibe out.
I mean, man, I feel like I ain't got shit to talk about. So, I used to move around a lot as a kid, so I don't have any, long-term friends. So I've always felt like I've had to reinvent myself, year after year, because I've always been moving to, new middle schools. I went to probably, four, middle schools, and then I finally got solid in high school and stayed at one place. So that's where I made my friends that got me into rap, kind of.
Okay, so what about I believe that you was learning, the classical instruments in school and stuff like that. So you also was, in a rock band, I believe?
Yeah, I was singing in a rock band. That's kind of, the only reason I feel even slightly comfortable using my voice. But through my whole, school career, I learned how to play trumpet. I know how to play, a bit of clarinet and trombone as well. But beyond that, it kind of shows in my music away that I like to keep things on beat, and I kind of strive for perfection if I can. Or something similar.
Nice. So what was the vision behind the song that you have on SoundCloud? Tell me a little bit about that, like from start to beginning, the writing process, thought process, mm-hmm. on up to the point where you found out that the beat was sold. You know, tell me your emotions and perspective you were going through when you was
When I found out it was sold, that kind of fucked me up. I was thinking, like, I really wanted to put this on, like, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music eventually, because it was kind of the first one that I got a lot of feedback on. But the whole vibe of it was I wanted to create something kind of similar to Ski Mask and Slump God. He was a big inspiration as well. So, like, kind of something you can smoke to that feels like you're smoking, but also, like...
Hey, are you speaking right into the phone? I want to make sure that everybody hears you clearly, because what you're saying is powerful. Speak directly into the phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ski Mask the Slump God, he was there a huge inspiration. As I was creating the song, I wanted to do something similar to his flow, but also, like, keep it relaxed and just something you can chill and smoke to. So the whole vision of it was, like, in the first two lines, you're like, girl, we can play if you wanna. We're smoking on that Kush marijuana. Like, we're just trying to chill, but we can play around if you want to. It was kind of a seductive song.
I like it.
But yeah, that was the vision for it. And then my friend hopped on and did some ad-libs, which really hyped it up and made it more solid.
Nice. So, okay, your friend hops on it. Yeah, are you recording at home? Do you go to a studio?
Take
me back to that day, that week that all this happened. Take me there.
So, I mean, everything I've released, I've kind of produced, not any of the beats on my own, but I've recorded it all at home, mixed it in Audacity, and then just put it on SoundCloud so it would be free. So I worked on this song by itself probably just 2 weeks of, like, going over it, and I probably had, like, two different verses, like, written to it before I felt like, okay, this is like, really what I feel like this song should say. So after I got my own lyrics down, my friend listened to it and he was vibing with it really hard. He liked it and he was ready for it to be released. But he was like, bro, you got to do your own ad-libs. And I don't like doing ad-libs. So I just asked him to do it. So he hopped on and, he actually, like, made it sound pretty good.
That's nice. So, okay. So the song gets recorded in the crib, you mix and master. Now, how do you find out that this beat was sold?
So it was up for free. The beat was on YouTube for free probably a good, like, 2 or 3 months after I had posted it. And then, that was about the same time I got, like, a couple comments on it and, like, I got a couple, like, 100 views on it, which was nice. And then I tried to go back and be like, okay, well, I guess I should remaster it and, like, reproduce it and make it sound, like, super clean. And then I found out it was sold.
Would you get a dispute on YouTube, or how did you Shazam it, or how did you find out?
I just looked up the beat again. I had it saved in my likes, so I just went to go revisit it because I didn't have the download anymore. Like, I didn't have the original file. So I was just going to download it, rip it from YouTube again.
Now, have you tried to reach out to the producer?
I'll be honest, I haven't tried yet. I wasn't sure to reach out to the producer or the guy that bought the beat.
No, I will reach out to the producer and see what type of license the guy that did buy it received. He could have just leased it. He could have had exclusives for only so many spins on the radio. It gets kind of deep when you're buying, music and beat. But, yeah, I would definitely reach out to the producer and talk to him, because the route that you was going, you was going to hear from the producer anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to, if you're going to be in this industry, you got to start investing in yourself, man. That free stuff, you're going to run into a lot of problems like this, especially if the beat is high. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely start investing in yourself. Go ahead.
Definitely. The beat's got like a couple of thousand views, so I know it's pretty hot right now.
Yeah, and sometimes you can lease a beat for like $19.99, man, like $20, $30, $50, you know? So
yeah,
that should have been your best bet, at least leasing it. So you can go back and talk to the producer like, hey, I leased it. I'm just trying to get a nice little exclusive or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The producer will show more love. But if you go to him, like, to the producer talking about, hey, you know, I ripped your beat from YouTube. I was going to use it for free, but now I want to cop it. You know, that ain't going to fly too swell because, you know, that's probably how he feed his kids or how he eat, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so, you know, tell everybody your Instagram and let everybody know how to find your music.
It's Jason 13.
Your phone cutting out. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my bad. It's Jason 13. It's in Roman numerals, though, so it's like X and then three I's.
Mm-hmm. Is that referring to the movie or is that referring to the movie, or where'd you get that name?
No, I didn't know there was a movie. But it started out the same friend that got me into rapping.
Well, you know,
Kino Club.
You know, Jason and Friday the 13th. That's why.
Yeah. So that's kind of how we linked it. Actually, like after we had thought of it. But my real name is actually Jason, so I was just going with it.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Nice. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So go ahead and say it one more time, nice and clear, your Instagram so people can find you, also your SoundCloud.
So Instagram is JasonXIII underscore, and then for SoundCloud, it's The High Flow. And The High Flow is me and my friend Kino Go together.
Gotcha. So this is the last and final question because our time is about to run out. Just tell me, you know, what you have enjoyed most about being on the podcast, Ambition Over Fear podcast today.
I always love any opportunity to kind of talk about, like, obviously my passion, what I love. So, I mean, I love that you're even reaching out to people to do this. Like, this is honestly, your podcast
real.
Is a great way for, like, new artists to come out and just talk about
themselves. Thank you. That's real. Salute to Radio Pushers in the general. You know, that's what we doing, man. Yeah, keep on building, man. Is there anything else you would like to say? Anything else you want to tell the world, your fans, your listeners, new listeners, anything?
So I'm with What's Up Team on Instagram. What's Up Wooby, we got Fago, Bandman, Kinoko. So all of us together are like a rap group coming out of Atlanta. So shout out to Dream Hustle Win for like even just allowing me to speak and give it a shout out.
That's nice. Well, yeah, man, I'm going to send you the link, man, and you take care, bro, and remember, man, start investing in yourself. Buy them beats.
I will, man. Thank you very much.
Got you, bro. Take care.
Take it easy.
Uh-huh.